And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. In bitter cold temperatures, slick roads, and gusty winds are creating hazardous conditions across Michigan's Thumb region this week. Meteorologists report wind chill values dipping well below zero, with some areas expected near negative 20 degrees wind chill, making it feel far colder than the actual air temperature. Lake-effect snow bands and blowing snow have left roadways icy and treacherous, especially on rural and untreated surfaces. Drivers are encountering slick spots, low visibility, and drifting snow, and rapidly changing conditions during commutes. Local authorities and state officials are urging residents to take necessary precautions, including avoiding unnecessary travel while conditions are dangerous, slowing down and allowing extra times for trips due to icy and snow-covered roads, dressing warmly in layers and protecting exposed skin from frostbite and hypothermia, keeping pets indoors and checking on vulnerable neighbors during the cold snap, and preparing vehicles with winter emergency supplies if travel is necessary. Plow crews are actively treating major routes, but secondary roads may remain slippery. Travelers are reminded to monitor weather updates from the National Weather Service and local authorities as the Arctic air mass persists across the region. And in a bid to address the persistent opioid epidemic, a new community-based initiative in Saginaw County is delivering free at-home recovery services directly to those battling addiction, bypassing many traditional hurdles to care. Known as Bridge the Gap, the program is led by Mobile Medical Response, or MMR, a key emergency medical services provider in the region. It deploys specially trained community paramedics who visit patients in their home or preferred locations to start treatment promptly. This includes administering medications like buprenorphine to ease withdrawal symptoms and connecting individuals to sustained support. The effort comes amid alarming local statistics. Since 2021, Saginaw County has recorded approximately 250 fatal overdoses. In 2024 alone, there were 49 overdose deaths, with 33 linked to opioids, many involving fentanyl-contaminated substances that drive roughly 70% of the area's opioid-related incidents. Christopher Manriquez, MMR's operations manager, highlighted the severity of the situation in recent reports, underscoring how the program aims to provide immediate intervention where and when it's needed the most. Funding for Bridge the Gap is supported by opioid settlement funds awarded to Saginaw County, which is expected to receive about $11.6 million spread over the next 18 years from national litigation payouts. These resources are being directed towards expanding treatment access and harm reduction strategies. The initiative collaborates with local partners such as Recovery Pathways, a treatment organization that helps ensure patients transition smoothly into longer-term care options, including coverage through Medicaid, Medicare, or private insurance. By offering on-the-spot medical assistance, counseling, referrals, and follow-up, the program seeks to reduce delays common in clinic-based systems. Program officials emphasize that Bridge the Gap represents a pioneering use of community paramedicine in the area, which is the first of its kind locally for opioid use disorder treatment. They are actively conducting outreach and gathering data to evaluate effectiveness, with the goal of demonstrating results that could secure ongoing support and potential expansion. This home-centered approach reflects a broader shift towards meeting people where they are in the fight against opioid misuse, aiming to save lives by removing barriers and fostering quicker entry into recovery. In Michigan, officials are reassuring families that children will continue to receive vaccines at no cost through most health insurance plans, even after recent updates to the federal childhood immunization schedule. The Michigan Department of Insurance and Financial Services, or DIFS, and the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, MDHHS, emphasize that coverage for recommended childhood vaccines will remain unchanged. State leaders stress that vaccines and vaccine access should not be limited by cost, and reaffirm the importance of immunizations in preventing serious illnesses. While the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services has updated guidance, all vaccines included on the CDC's schedule are still required to be covered without out-of-pocket expenses by private insurers and public programs such as Medicaid. Michigan's chief medical executive has advised healthcare providers and families to continue following immunization schedules developed by the American Academy of Pediatrics and the American Academy of Family Physicians. State health officials noted that the scientific evidence supporting childhood vaccinations has not changed, and families should expect continued access to the full range of recommended vaccines. Consumers with questions about vaccine coverage are encouraged to contact their insurance providers or reach out to DIFS for assistance. And we will be right back after this brief message from our sponsor.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Seedwing, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we are back here at the station. And this is your news update. I'm Tate Sertrans, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And it was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seabling, member FDIC. In the Thumb for right now, here in the Thumb area, we do have one cancellation. The Lake Township Hall in Caseville is closed today, January 21st, 2026.